Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. We're glad to be with you on the radio broadcast today. We're continuing to share with you on the subject of faith, and we're dealing with enemies that would be arrayed against your faith. We've seen the fact that the devil is the one who walks about seeking whom he may devour, and we're supposed to resist him steadfast in the faith. We know that he counts us as sheep for the slaughter, but praise God, we're more than conquerors and can overcome. We know that the Lord said to Simon, he said, Satan has desired to have you that he might sift you as wheat. But the Lord said, I prayed for thee that thy faith fail not. We have the faith of the Lord Jesus. Your faith will not fail if you work your faith and if you release your faith and eliminate the enemies against your faith. But it is possible that your faith fails. You know, I see a lot of Christians today. They have faith, but they're not either eliminate enemies or they're not releasing their faith or doing what the Word says in some manner, and their faith is failing. That's not the will of God. Your faith is to produce for you. It is your servant. It has been given to you to be worked as a spirit of faith, to move your mountains, to receive the promises of God, and to walk with the Lord. Praise God. And it's important that you don't give place to the devil and let him come in and stop your faith from producing in your life. We're going to talk about these hindrances, more of these enemies against your faith. The first one is the area of the lack of knowledge of God's Word. The Bible says that people perish for a lack of knowledge. They've gone into captivity because they have no knowledge. You need the knowledge of God's Word. You need to get in God's Word. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the Word of God. And you need to get that Word in you and grow in the knowledge of God. Grace and peace is multiplied to you through the knowledge of God. You need to be spending time in God's Word. Get the knowledge. It's revealed by the Holy Spirit. And this is the specific knowledge of the Word of God in area after area of your life. And that produces faith in you. You aren't going to be able to release your faith for healing if you don't know the Word on healing. You're not going to be able to release your faith for prosperity if you don't know the Word on prosperity. You're not doing it. Whatever area it is, you're not going to have faith for having peace if you don't know what all the Scriptures say about how you obtain peace in your life. A second area is the lack of confidence and integrity of God's Word. God's Word will come to pass. His promises are sure and steadfast. They're yea and amen. Every promise will come to pass. There's never been a promise that hasn't come to pass. It always comes to pass. Nothing fails of the Lord. His Word will stand forever, even though heaven and earth's going to pass away. And you need to realize that just as Abraham was fully persuaded that what God promised, he brought it to pass and happened in you. A third area we looked at is because of that, your righteousness is going to be revealed and made to faith. You have rights and privileges that belong to you as a citizen of heaven, praise God. And they're outlined in our Bill of Rights or Bill of Righteousness, which is the word of our covenant, praise God. And we can come and receive our rights with our faith. A fourth area we talked about is eliminating sense evidence over the Word. You cannot let yourself be moved by the senses. The Bible says we walk by faith, not by sight. You must walk in line with what God's Word says. If you believe what you see, what you feel, what things look like, the way they seem, over the Word of God, you will be deceived. And you will be moved by the natural instead of the Word of God. Romans chapter 4, talking about Abraham, that he considered not his physical body. He didn't consider the fact that he was 100 years old. He didn't consider the deadness of Sarah's womb. He refused to consider anything but the Word of God, the promise of God. And that's true God kind of faith. And if you're going to operate according to the real faith, you've got to eliminate these negatives. You're going to have to believe God's Word over the sense evidence, over what you see, over the natural state of things, because God's Word is going to change those things. Praise God. Another area we looked at is reasoning. Don't let yourself reason yourself right out of faith in the Word of God. That's what happened to those disciples. Jesus saw what they were doing. He perceived what was going on. Reason you among yourselves because you brought no bread. You know, the Lord had already multiplied the loaves, and here they didn't have faith that he'd multiply them again. And they were reasoning among themselves by looking at what they had in the natural. Quit looking at things in the natural. Quit looking at your inabilities. Quit looking at what you can't do. Quit looking at your limitations and start looking at God. You serve an unlimited God. You serve a God who will perform His Word. He's given you a spirit of faith, and He wants you to function by faith and overcome this world dominated by the devil. So don't reason the Word, believe the Word, and act upon it and speak it forth. A sixth area we're going to talk about today is the area of unbelief. Hebrews chapter 3, verse 10. He says, I was grieved with that generation. Why? Because they always erred in their heart, and they did not know His ways. And He said, hey, they're not going to enter into My rest. And in verse 12 it says, take heed, brethren. This is talking to the Christians. Lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. It's possible for you to have an evil heart of unbelief. If so, the Bible says you depart from the living God as far as seeing your faith be manifesting the promises of God. And this is important. This doesn't say the fact that you left God and you gave up on Him, but you can be in unbelief concerning the promise of God. Sure, you're born again, but you're not seeing that promise come to pass. Don't allow any doubt or unbelief in your heart. It will cause you, as God says, to have an evil heart of unbelief. Verse 13 says, but exhort one another daily while it's called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. That's why you got to watch what you hear. You got to believe God's word. Do not allow any unbelief to come in. The devil brings things that would try to get you to draw into unbelief. And he tries to get you to be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. The Bible says we're made partakers of Christ if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast unto the end, or unto the goal, the result that we're headed for, the promise of God coming to pass. You need to watch that you don't let any unbelief into you. It'll cause you to harden your heart. And this happens. I've seen this in a lot of Christians. They didn't see a promise come to pass when they thought it should, and then they hardened their heart, and they know the promise is true. They believe it, but they don't act upon it, and they don't take hold of it for themselves because they didn't see it come to pass at some time in their life. Well, if you didn't see a promise come to pass in your life, don't blame God. Don't think that He's holding back anything. The Bible says He withholds no good thing from those that walk uprightly. Most of the time, it's a lack of knowledge, a lack of understanding of the ways of faith, the lack of understanding of eliminating enemies, a lack of understanding of how the enemy has worked against you. And for some reason or another, if you didn't see your faith produce, it was not God's fault. It's the fact that somewhere along the line, we didn't have the knowledge or the understanding, or we got off track and our faith failed rather than produced. Your faith, when it's operating according to God's word, will never fail. Your faith causes you to overcome the world. Praise God. So don't let yourself be in unbelief. If you're in unbelief today, you need to confess that as sin. And you need to repent and turn from that and get in the word and believe the word of God and start acting upon it and releasing your faith so you see the promise come to pass. The Bible says that they couldn't enter into His rest. Why? Because they believed not. And the same is true for us. If they couldn't enter in, we can't enter into the promises of God because of unbelief. You know, all those that were supposed to enter into the promised land in the old covenant, they never could enter in. They were out there in the wilderness because of their unbelief. And the wilderness is a picture of a born-again Christian who's not walking by faith and overcoming his enemies and possessing the promises of God. And he's just existing. Oh, he's born again. He's come out of Egypt. He's come out of Pharaoh, which is a type of Satan, and Egypt's a type of the world. He's come out of Satan and the world's bondage, but he's not entering into the promises of God, and he's just dying out in the wilderness, just existing. Well, God wants you to go in and possess your promised land. All the promises of God are for you. Praise the Lord. You're going to enter in if you walk by faith, but if you're in unbelief, you'll never enter into the promises of God. The Bible even says in Hebrews 4:1, let us therefore fear, have the fear of the Lord, lest a promise being left us of entering into His rest, any of you should seem to come short of it. God doesn't want you to come short of any promise in your life. You are to enter into His rest, and that's entering into possessing the promises of God. Verse 2 says, for unto us was the gospel preached as well as unto them, but the word preached did not profit them. Why? Not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. When you hear the word preached to you, you must mix the word that you heard with your faith. You hear the word, it produces a faith in you, but you must mix it with your spirit of faith. Your own spirit of faith needs to act upon the word. Because you believe it, you're going to start speaking it. You're going to start doing what it says. That is going to show forth real faith. Not just because you heard the word. A lot of people say, well, I believe the word, and I'm waiting for God to bring it to pass. Well, God told you to speak His word to bring it to pass. He told you to act upon it. He told you to take authority over the enemy and resist the devil. He told you to cast out those spirits and drive them out so you're set free. See, you got to do the word. That shows forth true faith. Faith without corresponding actions is inoperative. You know, the Bible says there remains a rest of the people of God. He wants you to enter into that. And we enter into that when we walk by faith, praise God. And because we've got the Word of God. In fact, it goes down in verse 12 and says, the Word of God is quick. It's alive. It's powerful. It's full of power, praise God. It's sharper than any two-edged sword. And it's piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit. This Word will get into even to the thoughts and intents of your heart. And as you take hold of this Word and you confess it, you must realize that you've got a high priest in heaven, in the heavens, Jesus. In fact, verse 14 says, we have a great high priest passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God. Let us hold fast our confession or profession, same word in the Greek, homologio, meaning to say the same thing. You're supposed to be speaking the word. That shows a release of faith in your life. Hold fast your confession. And it goes on in verse 16, says, let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. And not stagger at the promise of God through any unbelief, but get strong in faith. Give glory to God. And praise God, if you'll believe God's word and act upon it, you will enter in. Don't let unbelief get a hold of you. Believe the word. Hold fast your confession. Speak forth the word of God. Don't let unbelief stop you. You know, the disciples that wanted to cast out the demon, they said, why couldn't we cast him out? Jesus said, because of your unbelief. Start applying your faith. Say to this thing to be removed. Say to that mountain, be removed. Why don't you start applying your faith and watch your enemies be moved out of your way? Get rid of that unbelief and start walking in faith. We're going to talk more on this next broadcast. We'll see you then. God bless you. As I close today, do you realize that the number one negative influence in your life is inherited generational curses? This is because the iniquities of the forefathers are passed down to the children to the third and fourth generations. These curses enforced by demonic spirits must be broken and the spirits must be cast out. We break inherited curses and cast out these spirits in our Healing, Deliverance, and Counseling Center. If you would like personal ministry, please call 268-WORD. That's 268-9673. And now, until I greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a doer of the Word of God.